local information first. This is your community connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are at 12:09 on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith in studio with you for another edition of your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. And we're heading a little bit off to the east here today. We are visiting with Tom Munson from the Kasson Chamber of Commerce. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk about all the fantastic things happening over in Kasson. I know we get an opportunity to talk about some of the events that you guys are doing over there, and we're going to cover some of those a little bit later, but I think let's just jump right in here before time does completely get away from us here, and just talk a little bit about the Kasson Chamber just in general, because, you know, it's one of those kind of Kasson's one of those hidden gems, I guess we could say, here in southern Minnesota, that maybe a lot of people don't realize that everything that you guys do for being a fairly small community.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me, Corey. Happy to be here. I'm Tom Munson, president of the Kasson Chamber of Commerce. Kasson Chamber's mission is to support, promote, and strengthen the Kasson business community. And on a day-to-day basis, we're holding weekly member meetings, large community events about once every 3 months. We have outdoor movies a couple times a year. We run a scholarship fund for our Kasson ambassadors. We have local shop local programming, Chamber Bucks. But yeah, I think we want to talk more about some of the events that we support and run. I think that's where a lot of the fun happens for most people.
And I'm guessing, too, like a lot of the communities over that way, that you don't necessarily have to be a business in Kasson to be a part of the Kasson Chamber, correct?
Correct. Yeah, you can be out of Owatonna, for example. You know, our friends at Cowles have joined, for which we're always happy to partner with you guys. We've got members that are in Byron, Dodge Center, Rochester. Yeah, so do not have to be directly in Kasson. In fact, my office is at MBT up in Manorville. So I make the long commute about a mile and a half to the south for our Kasson Chamber meetings.
Hey, someday that seems like a long commute, I'm sure, especially in a certain time of year that we got coming up here.
Yeah. Yep. It's I'm pampered in that way.
Yeah. There you go. So let's talk a little bit about you know, how about some of the ways to get involved with the Kasson Chamber. So, and I'm getting away from my microphone here, but you know, like we said, anyone from around the area can be a part of it, and there's a lot of ways that maybe you don't have a business or are actually a member of the chamber. You can still be involved with what you guys are doing and with the local community.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you don't have to have a business or a nonprofit directly to be involved in our mission to support, promote, and strengthen the Kasson business community, which expands beyond just city limits. You can shop local. You can participate in our annual golf tournament to fundraise for our scholarship. You could, if you have a program or initiative worth sharing, you can speak at one of our meetings by reaching out to us. You could attend one of our events, which we'll talk more about here later. But if you do have a business or nonprofit, we, of course, encourage you to join the chamber. And you would learn more about that by visiting our website at kassonchamber.org.
And I'm sure there's different benefits and such for members and such, too, right?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we detail it on the website, you know, if you want to look at what are some of the benefits. But we definitely try to drive a lot of shop local programming to our local business members. We are going to highlight you in a variety of our events, which do get a fair amount of viewership and interaction on social media and other media, like, for example, radio ads. And, you know, I would say those would probably be kind of the ones I would point out first and foremost to members. But I would say you get as much in out of it as you put into it. You've got to show up, get involved, and that's where you're going to see the most bang for your buck, because opportunities, you know, the opportunities come up when you show up and you get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've mentioned the words shop local a couple of times here. And, of course, this time of year, we really start thinking about that heavily as we start getting closer to the holiday season and such. And, you know, it's so important to support those local businesses because, let's be honest, a lot of them, they won't be there or they wouldn't be there if it weren't for the community members.
Absolutely. It's, you know, there is a synergy there. It is a synergistic relationship between our community members and those businesses, right? They're local. They depend on you. And when you spend a dollar at your local business, that local dollar is invested right back into your own community, right? It's that's kind of the power, the multiplier effect of shopping local. And this time of year, when we're starting to think about shopping for Christmas and the holidays coming up, really do think about shopping local. Even if you're not shopping at one of our members, do think about it for your own community. I know that this, you know, your guys' footprint goes a little bit beyond just our, beyond Cassin, of course. But yeah, shop local and remember to do that here this time of year, especially when we're starting to think about a lot of that holiday shopping.
And we had talked about the different chamber events. I think we'll get to those here, like I said, in just a little bit. How about we get into some of the things that the Cassin Chamber supports? We can hit on this real quickly, and then we can maybe finish that up after the break as well. But, of course, being a Chamber of Commerce, you guys are supporting a lot of different things out there.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, these would be some of the different events and programs that that we support. That, you know, these wouldn't be chamber run necessarily, but there's a we have our fourth annual Turkey Day 5K coming up in Cassin. That's the morning of Thanksgiving at 8 a.m. At the Cassin Mini Mall. Proceeds for that support the Dodge County Food Shelf and Dodge County Salvation Army. Check it out on Facebook to learn more and find information about how to register for that race. We've got our Cassin Manorville Care and Share event coming up. There's an, a live auction, silent auction coming up here in November as well. Dodge County Salvation Army bell ringing happening throughout. That includes Cassin, Manorville, Dodge Center, West Concord, Claremont, Hayfield, all through the county. And that those dollars get reinvested back into helping our neighbors in Dodge County. And then we've got the Dodge County Expo, which is a lot of fun. Saturday, March 20, I believe March 28th. I don't, if I'm wrong, don't find me. But do check out their website for Dodge County Expo. We've got a lot of businesses, a lot of activities, fun events that take place there. I'm sure I'll be there with my bank for one of our spots. But yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's just a few of the things that you guys. At least, you know, maybe sponsor or just help get the word out about, because there always seems to be something happening over in that Cassin area. And like I've said a few times here, we'll get to the actual events. But first, we're going to kick it over to our break, and we'll continue our conversation with Tom Munson and the Cassin Chamber of Commerce when your community connection by Keene Bank continues here on Cowles 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cowles 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are now at 12:21 here on your Tuesday, and we are back for more of your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you, joined by Tom Munson. He is the president of the Cassin Chamber of Commerce. And Tom, we were talking beforehand about some of the different events that the Cassin Chamber supports and that sort of thing, but you also have your own share of events that you guys actually put on every year. And, you know, I told you this before we went on the air too. It seems like the smaller towns really can put on some of the most entertaining different events for whatever reason that might be. But you guys are no different from that. I've done a couple or one or two of your events here. But we want to start off. We'll just kind of go through these chronologically, I think. That would probably make the most sense. But you're starting off coming up here in early December. Something that you've done a little bit in the past with a parade, kind of a winter parade. But you're taking a different turn on it this year.
Yeah, yeah, we're really excited. So we've got Christmas in Cassin coming up, and alongside that, we've got a partnership with the Manorville Chamber for Hometown Holidays. A big part of that's going to be a Santa Glow Parade Friday, December 5th at 5:30 p.m. That's going to run from the Cassin Fire Department along the road up to the Dump Road and end in Riverside Park in Manorville for a tree lighting ceremony. Then the next day, we've got our activities 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have free trolley rides running through, between Cassin and Manorville. We've got a host of family and child-friendly activities between both towns. So do come check that out. The trolleys are a lot of fun. I think I'm actually going to be on one of them as a tour guide sort of person. So if you are feeling like this isn't quite enough of me, feel free to come find me. We have our annual Christmas light contest, and you can learn more. I'm just trying to summarize here on our either check out our Cast and Chamber Facebook page or our website, castandchamber.org. After that, in March, we've got our St. Paddy's Day celebration. I think this year we're going to be looking at Saturday, March 14th, or Pi Day. We've got activities throughout town that'll be coming up. You're going to want to stay tuned on that by following us on Facebook as well. In August, we've got our scholarship golf tournament. If you like to get out there and do a little golfing, we've got a two-man best shot, usually nine-hole event at the Zumber Valley Golf Course between Cass and Manorville. And proceeds for that help fundraise for a scholarship fund we run for local high schoolers. And then last Saturday of September, we have our Oktoberfest celebration where we've got, I would say some of the more niche events such as a Dachshund Derby or a Wiener Dog Race. We have a hot dog drop where we strap hot dogs to parachutes and throw them off a fire truck. Llamas doing obstacle courses, a lot of fun out there.
Well, that's when the llamas, you know, want to participate, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very stubborn animals.
Llamas will, that you need to coax them. They need to be on board. So far, we've had pretty good luck with the llamas wanting to do the obstacle course. And then a couple times throughout the year, we have outdoor movies. We just had one Halloween movie with Monsters, Inc. I'm sure you'll want to keep your eyes peeled for one. Our next one will probably be later this summer when we're looking at school getting out.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, I was at Oktoberfest, not this last year, the previous year. And it's all kinds of fun just seeing all the people coming together, not even just from Kasson. Mm-hmm. I was talking for people from all over the area.
Yeah.
And so you're able to draw people in from all over the region, which, of course, that's the main point of being part of a chamber of commerce.
Yep. We are, you know, I would say I subscribe to the philosophy that a rising tide raises all ships. And so by, you know, bringing people into town, making it a great place to live, work, and play, that's going to benefit all of our businesses in the community, our organizations, and that's a big part of why these events tie in with our mission to support, promote, and strengthen the Kasson business community. Of course, we can't do it without our without all of you out there. You know, I'd say the best way to get involved is not only attend these events, but to shop local and really be thinking about that as we head into the holiday season. And we're starting to make those Christmas lists and you know, buy turkey meal, turkey dinner stuff. Be thinking about shopping local.
And real quickly, if there's a business, nonprofit, or even an individual that wants to become a part of the Kasson Chamber, how do they go about doing that, Tom?
Yeah, the best resource for you is going to be to visit our website at www.kassonchamber.org. If you are interested in joining, make sure to check out our membership application. If you're interested in speaking about something worthwhile, do reach out to us. My contact information, our board contact info is right on that website as well. Do reach out to us. We're always looking for people to come and speak to our membership. But yeah, check out our website, castandchamber.org, or follow us on Facebook.
All right, that's Tom Munson with the Kasson Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for taking time here out of your middle of your day to make the trip over here and talk all about what you have going on there in Kasson. We got to get moving along here. I do have the Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review on the way here in just a few minutes. And then we are still listening for your Rocktober song of the day, David Bowie, Scary Monsters, and Super Creeps. When you hear it, text Rocktober to 507-451-2222. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank on Cowles 100.9.